Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
How can you live a life worthy of the gospel? That's what I want to spend our 5 minutes to focus on today. Well, last week I introduced this topic that is presented to us in Philippians 1:27. Now, let me read that verse again. It says this, "Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel." Now, I talked about the meaning of the word manner in that verse, that it refers to us being citizens, ultimately, of the kingdom of God. Now we take a step farther to ask, how can we live a life worthy of the gospel? How can we stay committed to the Lord and His word? Well, Paul answers this by stating what he hopes to be true of the Philippian people, which should be true for us. He says that we are to stand firm, striving side by side and not frightened by opponents. Now recognize this, that faith in Christ has always been under attack to some degree since the beginning. The Philippians had opponents, and you will have people who attack your faith, who make fun of it, who doubt it, who wonder why you do the things that you do. They may not be very hostile, but at other times they might be very hostile towards you. Well, when you're opposed, you know, it's easy to shy away from your faith because you feel like that will ease the opposition. I think back to my high school days, those moments of temptation, the pressure to get involved into something that wasn't right. And sometimes I had friends that would tell me, just do this or just say this. Come on, just say this. They just didn't think it was a big deal. Just go ahead and do that. Sometimes it felt easier just to give in to them and just for them to be quiet. Paul is saying, don't be frightened by opponents. I mean, think now, what's the worst that they'll do? Well, we know for some of our brothers and sisters around the world that they face death. But whatever you are facing, you need to consider Matthew 10:28. It says, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." You see, we need to fear God always. And as Paul tells us, we need to stand firm in your faith of the gospel. Do it together, he says. It's in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side. Well, this is why you need to be part of a local church. You need the encouragement, the prayer, the support to stand firm in your faith when difficulty comes. Even if some other person is not directly opposing you, I want you to think about how Satan will attack you. Even in your mind. If you go through a difficult situation, sometimes you can buy into lies that are straight from Satan. You can begin to think all kind of ungodly thoughts. And even in those moments when your faith is being opposed, you need the body of Christ to help you keep your mind set on things above. Paul said, standing firm, striving side by side and not being frightened by opponents. Doing this, he says, is a clear sign of two things to the unbeliever. That passage says first that it's a sign of their destruction, as in those who oppose you. It's also a sign of your salvation. You see, the unbeliever will see the truth as presented by a united body of believers, which will help them see their own destruction that will come if they don't abide by that truth. And the unbelieving world will see evidence of your salvation. So are you living a life worthy of the gospel? Can people look at your life and see that you are living by the truth of God's word? Or will they look at your life and see that you are living in sin and there really isn't anything different in you than what they see in the world? Well, I hope this has been helpful for you. Hey, next week we'll look at why we can live a life worthy of the gospel. I'll talk with you then.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.